Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
You know what I like better than Thursdays, Rena?
Friday?
You damn Skippy.
Nailed it.
For so many reasons, Kelly Butler joins us at 8:30, Freedom Fridays at 9. We're going to draw for that meet and greet with Moist.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Bring your Speedo. That and a whole lot more coming up here. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno on a Friday. We start right now.
92 City FM News.
Manitoba Premier Greg Selinger has delivered a throne speech with plenty of new promises to break. His Rebel Caucus members say they will support it, though. The throne speech includes promises to give students interest-free loans and banning children from using tanning beds. The NDP government is also promising to raise the speed limit on the Trans-Canada Highway to 110 kilometers an hour all the way from Saskatchewan to Winnipeg.
Oh,
thank God.
Do that. Oh, yeah, it's overdue.
Drives me crazy.
Way overdue.
Yeah. Other promises include more post-secondary credits in high school and a higher bridge in Morris to prevent flooding.
This is great. You can tell they're on their way out because it's spend.
Promise.
Well, they didn't make any real infrastructure promises, though, aside from the bridge thing I was reading, so...
They're just going to say, here's a whole bunch of money for infrastructure. We're not sure where yet.
Well, they're making promises of things they know they can do, like banning children from tanning beds, you know, things they can't break.
And Jets tickets for everybody.
Yeah. Yay!
On
Selinger.
Many Buffalo area homeowners are scrambling to shovel 2 meters of snow off their roofs before their homes collapse. Some homes have already caved in under the crushing weight of all that snow that buried the Buffalo area over the past couple days. Although little or no snow is predicted for today, rain and temperatures of plus 13 degrees Celsius is predicted over the next 4 days, which will lead to major flooding. At least 10 deaths are blamed on the storm. And you might want to stock up on alcohol before the holidays, Wheeler. Liquor Mart employees could be on strike over Christmas. Their union rejected a contract proposal for Manitoba Liquor and Lotteries earlier this week. A strike vote for union members is scheduled to start November 27th.
Hey, you know how when professional teams strike?
Yeah.
There's been times where some players have crossed the picket line. They call them scabs. And other times they get replacement players. I am willing to go out on a limb right now and say that, and I love every single one of them, for the record, but this is bigger than them. But if the workers of the Liquor Marts decide to go on strike, I will cross the picket lines and I will serve.
Replacement worker. Maybe you'll get a discount on booze, too.
You know what? I will just work for product. I won't even work for cash. I don't want a discount. I will work for product, but I just need to be there because this isn't a... It's like, you know, when the airlines go on strike, the government steps in and goes, no, you're an essential service. You can't do that. This is an essential service.
Yeah. Especially around the holidays.
This is an essential service.
I'm going to go
it's
out...
It's a good time to contract talk, though.
I'm gonna throw it out there. There is no way they'll... They'll go on strike. They'll get it solved.
They would risk losing way too much money over the holidays.
There's way too much money to be made over the holidays.
Put my name down. I'll be at the top of the list. I will be a replacement
worker.
You're
not going to work a second job. That would cut into your time going to movies.
This is bigger than all of us.
I might cut into your Earl's lunchtime. There's no chance you're working a second job.
I just think Bowman won't let this happen, you know?
Might have a real-life superhero on our hands. All I'm going to say.
I like superheroes.
All I'm saying. Coming up in 5 minutes here.
I got a story about the Ottawa Senators, too.
Okay.
I really like this, what's trending. It's fun.
Yeah, that's coming up here in 5 minutes. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
It's going to be nice today. I have plus one and mostly sunny. Minus 10 right now.
Sloppy.
Yeah, make sure you've topped up your wiper fluid.
Yeah, you'll need that. For sure. The Fridays are always jam-packed, and today is no different. Right off the top, I'll say, if you got requests for Freedom Friday, which starts at 9 o'clock, get those in, 92cityfm.ca.
Don't pick a superhero, but if you had to pick one super, just a superpower. Not like, oh, I'll take whatever this superhero has. No, just one superpower. What would it be? On the spot. I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but...
To fly?
That's a good one.
I mean, I was going to go, obviously, because Hulk's my favorite, but what does Hulk... Hulk has super strength,
right.
I suppose. Yeah. Like, the ability to smash, but flying would be... I mean, how awesome would that be?
Mm. Rena?
No more customs at airports, you know? It's just like, I'm out.
Isn't it a superpower where you can, like, morph into something else? I want that.
Like X-Men, kind of?
Yeah. So that blue girl on X-Men, right? Doesn't she morph into other things?
And what do you want to morph into?
I don't know. A bird so I can fly.
A shower head.
Philly.
All right, the superhero story. This
shower
is really
head?
Cool.
Is that what you said?
You got to morph into a shower head.
Oh my God.
All right, so check this out. This kid over in Russia, I can't even pronounce his last name. It's really long, but Nikolai Kragalyanchenko, 12 years old, walking home after school. He was leaning against this lamppost, having no idea that there was a live wire from a faulty wire. He was blasted across the pavement. Like, it shot him across the street. Major, major, major electrical shock this kid got.
Yeah.
But since he's had that electrical shock, he's basically freaking Magneto.
Like, what?
Look. Like, he's completely magnetic. Like, things that are metal will stick to this kid's skin. Like, look at the picture here, Phil. Look. Like, there's silverware and
coin. I want
that. Right. Like, the guy is... He's a superhero. If he can start bending metal gates and stuff, we haven't seen that yet, but he's completely magnetic. Like, metal things stick to him. Crazy. It's kind of like, you know, like any other super... Like, if Spider-Man had not been bit by that... spider?
But I almost said snake. No, he's Spider-Man, not Snake Man. But could you not sell yourself, market yourself? At least you could go in join the circus.
By the way, like, he dresses like Putin here.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do. Come on. The Ottawa Senators, first-class move last night. There's this kid, Jonathan Petrie, 14 years old. He's made national headlines lately. He suffers from a disease. I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but it's a rare incurable disease that covers his body with blisters, like very painful. Like, it looks like he has really, really bad eczema.
Okay.
Taking a bath is this huge process, and he's wrapped in bandage for most of the day. He has a hard time walking. He's a huge hockey fan, a huge fan of Ottawa. He lives in Ottawa. So the Senators made him an honorary scout for last night's game.
That's cool.
It was more than just that. It was the way they did it. They could have just honored him and give him a plaque, but no, they had a press conference with Brian Murray where they introduced him. They allowed him to comment to the media on different scouting, you know, players and stuff, and then he watched the game with the assistant general manager from a private suite, and I just thought, you know, you could just tell in the little guy's face that it just made his world getting a chance. And kudos to the Ottawa Senators.
You know what the kids should have done? I've had my eye on this guy. He's big, tall. His name's Zdeno Chara. If we ever get him, do not let him go. That's what he should have said.
Who's the asshole who traded Chara? Murray, you should be fired.
Yesterday, your What's Trending story was about that Saskatchewan couple who had a baby in Hawaii early. So basically the story is she gave birth 9 weeks early and the baby had to be like in special medical center.
But they got travel insurance before they left, but they weren't covered.
Yeah, and then when the bill came in and it was almost $1 million, the family has had to declare bankruptcy now that they're back in Canada just because of the medical bills. There are some Winnipeggers who actually got together and they've started GoFundMe page for the couple that you can check out if you want to make a donation to help out the family. I thought it was kind of cool of Winnipeggers to get on board who don't even know these people to do that, considering our rival with Saskatchewan.
Well, I actually heard that they started that after hearing that story on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is kind of
great.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Saskatchewanite. You owe us. You owe us. I'm as confused as you are, Rena.
It's not that if you have Shaw, you can get Show Me.
Yeah, but I know Verena's trying to tell me that she can just get it on the internet, which is confusing me.
What?
What? I don't know what you're doing. You can get it on the internet?
I don't know. Why I never said those words?
Oh, okay. That's why I'm confused.
No.
I know we're just talking about this new Show Me, which is essentially like Netflix.
It's the same price.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which you can get through Shaw, but it's a Rogers thing.
Yeah.
Which is weird. So where do we?
But I don't have Shaw.
Truthfully, we're just trying to figure out if we get a discount on it or not. Because
it's a Rogers service.
It's getting confusing. 6:34. It's Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Raina. Good morning.
Plus one is the high for today. It's gonna be nice. -10 right now.
My goddamn discount. Moist tickets up for grabs this morning. They're in town November 26th at the Burton Cummings Theater. And we have a meet and greet giveaway because all week we've been giving away these tickets, and everybody who won the tickets is in for the meet and greet.
Did Sean Reynolds say anything interesting enough at 9:30 yesterday to replay him this morning?
He's always interesting, but the problem with it is we were really setting up the Detroit game.
Right, that's what I figured.
We had a good chat about Paul Maurice. Do you want me to have a look? If I'll have a look if we talked about... Because we talked about Paul Maurice, how it's a lot like my sex life and stuff like that. So if there's a good 2 minutes where we just chat about Maurice and not the Detroit game, which was last night, obviously, then maybe we'll rerun it.
Okay. And also, Sean Reynolds did a really, really, really cool story on the U of M Bisons and their football program, who are going to, we're in the Final Four. They're playing against Montreal. You mentioned it in your sports. And I'm going to find that, and I'll throw that link up online at 92cityfm.ca. But I did want to mention again, it's the last time I'll plug it, but I really do like it because it's for a great cause. It is the ABC Fire and Safety Guns versus Hoses hockey game at the MTS Iceplex tonight. Doors open at 7, all in support of Courage for Corey, Winnipeg Fire Paramedic, caught in an off-duty explosion at home. Tickets are only $10. Get them at Boston Pizza City Place, Portage Moray, Pita Pit Regent, Laj Ellis, Sterling Lyon, and Joe Daly Sports. So,
I bet that's a good game, by the way, because there's lots of firefighters and
And they do not like each other.
That are used to play in the Dub or used to play junior hockey somewhere.
Good hockey players. Yep. And Dougie Gilmore is going to be playing and signing autographs, too.
Killer.
The legend.
Yeah.
So make sure you go check that out tonight if you got nothing to do. Okay, 6:36. We'll take a quick break. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reina. Sean Reynolds from Sportsnet. If he says anything interesting, we're going to check off the air. If he did say anything interesting, we're going to play it for you coming up at 10. 92 City FM, world-class rock. Ozzy, flying high again. What were you saying? Was it the Sabbath show you said, or was it on the DVD?
Oh, it's on the Randy Rhoads tribute album, which is a marvelous live show by Ozzy Osbourne with the late Randy Rhoads. And on the intro to that song, Ozzy, just vintage Ozzy fashion, classic Ozzy fashion. All right, now it's time to do Flying High Again. Keep on smoking them joints! So cool.
Sounds like Ozzy. 6:44, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
Plus one is the high for today. Mix it on a cloud, minus 10.
Okay, it's not Throwback Friday, but we had Sean Reynolds on yesterday from Sportsnet. He joins us every Thursday at 9:30 to talk hockey.
Jets. Smart guy when it comes to hockey.
He is, and I went through the tape, and there was a really good 3 minutes or so where we were talking about Paul Maurice. So not setting up last night's game, which would be pointless. That game's already happened.
Right.
And here we are, talking to Sean Reynolds about head coach Paul Maurice.
We were just chatting off the air about Paul Maurice. And, from what everyone sees of Paul when they're watching his press conference, it's a lot of, we can play a lot better. And, he's a hockey guy, but he's just...
Level. Never too excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Never too down.
Smile, man. Crack a smile. Right, something.
That's how I try to keep my sex with sex life. Never too emotional. Never too good.
Well, the good news is you never put a smile on anyone else's face.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's interesting. The Paul Maurice School of Sex is what you're basically going for right now.
But the question is like off the podium, because I mean you spend a lot more time around him. Is he actual? Is he a human being? Like does he have a pulse?
Is he a robot?
He's very much on the podium the way he is away from the podium. You can see it's just who he is. He's, like you said, not too high, not too low. And you get the sense from him, he knows the importance of what he means to this team. Like, he's done so much for them, and they emulate him that, if it is a character, we haven't seen him break it yet. Now, he's a nice guy. He's great, bump into him off the ice sometimes and he'll chat with you. He's a nice guy, but at the same time he's very balanced. He said to us in one interview, he'd said, I have no friends in the media and none of you are my friends, he'd said, or something like that. And so he's laying the groundwork. It's a business relationship, and this is who he is. I'm sure you get him away, the guy, you can sense there's a little bit of a wry sense of humor underneath somewhere, but he doesn't let it out too much.
But I think, though, even though he's very, I don't know if you call him dry or just straightforward, not a lot of emotion, I love listening to him, during his press conferences. You can tell he loves talking hockey, and he doesn't treat the reporters like you're stupid. Like, he is not afraid to talk hockey with the reporters and give you intricate answers about the game. Whereas, NFL coaches, there's a few of them out there who just think all the media is stupid, and you don't deserve an answer. What I mean?
Yeah, and when you see just how smart he is, he could be like that.
Yeah,
he's operating on a different level. And you know what? It's hard sometimes when you ask him a question, even if it's a short question, it's hard for you to get the entire question in. He'll be jumping on the answer because he knows exactly where you're going with it. He's two steps ahead of you at all times, right? And like you said, it's great because he's a philosophical guy, and I think really passionate, you know, really in-depth sports fans are very philosophical about the game. So they like to go down that road, and he does too. So you ask him something, and he dives into that question head first. He doesn't dismiss questions. You know, as reporters, every once in a while, you throw out a real stinker of a question, and halfway through it, you're thinking, oh my God, what a dumb question I just asked. And you know what? He gets right in on it, and he'll take it. And I think what he knows is he knows where you're coming from, what you're trying to get at, even if you just jumbled it out of your mouth. And he gets in there, and you walk away from it feeling like, wow, it was the best question I've ever asked. Look at the answer I got. I got that answer, you know. So he's been great to work with, and you can see the players love working with him.
They're reacting to him.
And you can see that they've very much taken on his personality. Like you said, not too high, not too low. You walk into that dressing room, it's very hard to differentiate a win from a loss.
Yesterday, Phil, I got to do something. And again, parents, especially of boys, you'll understand this. My eldest son, who's 3.5, we took him to go see Big Hero 6 yesterday during Stars and Strollers. Mm-hmm. For Stars and Strollers, for those that don't know, it's a movie theater that, hey, bring your babies, bring your kids, bring your strollers. They bring the lights up a little bit higher so you can still see what's going on. Change tables right outside, and the volume isn't as loud. Mm. So, I mean, all you got to do is, you know, we brought the whole family. There was my mother-in-law, my wife, you know, both kids. But you just got to put up with, you know, the odd baby screaming and stuff like that. And whatever. It's no big deal. But to watch my 3-year-old's face watching this movie, because it's essentially it's an animated superhero movie.
Yeah.
And just watching his like jaw drop at certain parts and him going, yeah, and cheering and stuff, totally worth it.
Cool.
And a good movie too.
Yeah.
And a good movie. Like your boy's a little bit older than mine, only by about half a year or so. But actually his birthday's coming up, I guess, in February.
February. Yeah,
really close.
Yeah, he goes to daycare, so that's a daytime thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So both my guys, they do field trips and stuff at daycare. So I'm not as worried about getting them out to stuff like that, but it sounds cool. I mean, I could try it someday, maybe. And I'm not a big... The movie theater, I know you go to movies all the time.
I love the cinema.
Yeah, yeah. But it sounds fun. Sounds, you know, is it packed in there or what?
No, I'd say it's about third full. Mm-hmm. So you got lots of room to kind of stretch out a little bit, you know, and put the elbows out on both armrests. And again, all you got to do is, you know, worry about a couple of screaming kids. But that's the whole idea.
Well, that's, yeah. Yeah, you don't really complain about that.
You don't have to worry about yours when they start screaming.
And you don't have to, shh, shh. You're just like, hey, my baby's crying. I came to Stars and Strollers. And you just go, yeah, your baby's crying. I can still get the movie.
So how old's your second kid?
Was just over 6 months.
And what does he do during the movie? Does he just crawl around or sleeps?
No, he sleeps.
Oh, he sleeps, yeah.
He lays there on mom and just kind of, if he screams a little bit, you know, whatever.
And a lot of kids like walk around, I'm assuming, because I know my 1-year-old would just run, like he can't
run
sit still.
Run up and down the aisles.
Yeah, and even the 3-year-old would lose interest after about a half an hour and want to go do something. You know?
There was one guy, the kid must have been about a year and a half, I'd say about a year and a half old, but the entire movie, like dad is down there on the, you know, on the landing. Mm-hmm. This is at St. Vitale. He's down on the landing, crawling with them, back and forth and just entertaining the kid. And he's trying to watch the movie a little bit.
What's the point of going to a movie?
Yeah, I don't really get it, I guess.
You got to try, though. You know what I mean?
Do you, though? I guess, like, what's your kid actually getting out of it then? I mean, I guess the dad really wants to go do something with his kids, I guess. But
well, I think that's kind of it. It's, you know, maybe they're ready for a movie. And the only way you'll know is if you take the kid in. You know what? Even if you don't, it's good trending. Because if you are a fan of the movies, then you kind of want to bring your kid early. And that's a good opportunity to introduce them. Then you say, okay, now we got to sit down once I get a little bit older.
That's right, teaching them to sit there, kind of like a hockey game or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But no, I think that Stars and Strollers is a great idea.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, because it allows parents to get out. And,
exactly. All right, 7:24, we'll take a quick break. News, weather, sports coming up. After that, like Philly said, jam-packed show. Lots left, including some winning on the way. Hang on.
City traffic.
Traffic is for Prairie 360. This Christmas, treat your staff and loved ones to a party above it all at the Revolving Restaurant. Visit prairie360.ca.
It's amazing how, you know, Philly, you used to go to the movies and cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn.
Yeah.
And now it's like, damn, some kid is screaming behind me. Another guy was crawling down on the floor. It's like, God damn.
How life has changed.
You get hand jobs in the theater. What is going on with my life?
No, you didn't.
And action. The Scoop with Rena J.
Brought to you by
Enns Brothers.
Trade in and trade up.
That's right. They accept trades.
Straight up. And on consignment.
Details at ensbrothers.com.
The fun starts here.
So, continuing with the Bill Cosby saga. More people, more women have come forward about him. A 57-year-old Florida nurse is now the fifth woman to come forward saying she was sexually assaulted by Bill Cosby. She says in 1976, she was 19. It was after a show in Vegas, kind of the same story. And this time another actress has come forward. The actress who played Rose in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. She also starred in the 70s show Love American Style.
Rose,
and Louisa Mortiz is her name.
Okay.
She claims that she had an appearance on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show for her role on the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and Bill Cosby was also supposed to be appearing that night. She claims that he forced oral sex on her before the show. And she was also played a cop in Cheech and Chong. She's been in a few movies, Up in Smoke. Mm. Anyway, so now there's just more people added to the list, and Cosby still staying completely silent, not saying a word. Eminem is got to be releasing a new album soon because he's making up controversy to try and piss people off and get in the media and become relevant once again. He's rapping about raping all these young pop stars lately and like using their full names. Iggy Azalea, she's the girl that sings that I'm So Fancy song that like blew up kind of big in the summer.
Never heard of it.
She's in you've seen her. She's in that new J-Lo video with their butts. We watched that video. Remember that booty? We were talking about how Jennifer Lopez is a little bit too old to be wearing her bathing suit and shaking her butt with a little 20-year-old.
Just reminding everybody that she's still got a booty.
Yeah, and Lana Del Rey, he's been just making these songs and accidentally leaking songs about raping these young girls. It's very strange.
Really,
and
Eminem?
It's his way to try and become relevant again. And she says... or the statement that she made, but she's getting tired of old men threatening young women to try and become relevant again. So, yeah.
Who said that?
That's Iggy.
Yeah, okay.
Because actually one of the Wayans brothers made a joke about raping her and saying that she looked like his character from White Chicks. That's kind of what she looks like. You know, that's what she actually looks like. So she went as a white chick.
By the way, as
for Halloween.
I was extremely offended as a white person.
Protestant. Yeah. Don't make movies like that. You know, making light of raping what's the matter with you?
Yeah, it's just weird.
What the hell? You need to give your head a shake. Time to
just
reevaluate.
Just trying to do anything he can to get into the media because there's all the top stories right now, Bill Cosby and that kind of stuff. How are you going to become, sell your album? Yeah. And finally, I'm going to play Jimmy Kimmel's live mean tweets. They are back. We got Britney Spears, Lisa Kudrow, and this one pretty good.
Gwyneth Paltrow, you ugly ass, big bird looking bitch. Shut the f up.
Unpopular opinion, Lena Dunham's boobs are dog noses.
Does Gerard Butler have a massive student loan or something? Is that why he does all these films? But I don't have a student loan, I just do all these films.
Ty Burrell looks like John Hamm if John Hamm was a crack addict.
How old is Bob Newhart now? About 120?
Yep.
I feel like Britney Spears is stalking me on the radio. Quit forcing your suckage on me, you tired ass.
Tina Davis is a real man's man.
Chloe Moretz, or whatever her stupid name is, looks like my Seriously, she is not decent looking whatsoever. You must have a really bleached
Oh, Chris Pratt.
Aw.
I hate that Scandal cast Scott Foley. He is TV poison for one thing, and he's a creep with raper face. Raper face.
Michael Chiklis looks like a scrotum.
Ted Danson sucks donkey balls.
He's right.
He's right.
Guys, John Stamos has a gross belly button.
Stop, I don't...
That is a great bit.
He's right.
I hope you all have a great weekend, except you, Lisa Kudrow.
If an alien landed here and demanded a famous person to eat, I'd drive straight to Adam Sandler's house with a net. No.
That's the scoop.
City traffic.
I love those mean tweets.
Yeah. Honestly, so we would read some of the ones that people tweeted us, but they're
too many beeps.
Way too many beeps.
Yeah,
there's real haters out there.
Now the Bone Phone, brought to you by Advanced Electronics,
with the Powerall 12,000 milliamp battery,
holds a charge for 3 months.
All season performance for snowmobiles, RVs, boats, and more.
I love about this show is the immediacy. Our listeners, they don't miss a thing. Mm. For example, Gerard Butler comes up in the scoop with mean tweets 15 minutes ago, and somebody calls in with this.
Jeff, what is your profession?
Sounds more like...
angry sex?
It sounded more like, Leonidas having sex with his wife at the end. There. Here,
or one of the Spartans. It sounds like he's on the wrong end of sex with one of his Spartans.
Right. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Getting some calls of late, people saying, hey, get the sand at the intersections. It's slippery.
All right, for all the damn whiners that want the sand to be spread, first of all, get your winter tires on. You probably don't even have your winter tires on, you moron. And slow down a little bit. You know it's slippery there? Slow down. Gee whiz.
Okay, the next time Andre Pavlik is out signing autographs, I don't think this guy will be in line.
Hey, Kevin Shcherbakov, you're a f***ing idiot for thinking that Andre Pavlik is number one in the AHL. Why the f*** are you a starter for our team? Bullshit.
Well, technically, he did win a Calder Cup in the American Hockey League. So, I mean, that argument is pretty much out the window.
Pavlik did?
Yeah, he won the Chicago Wolves.
That, well done. And I think, in salary, he's number one. But you're seeing more and more Hutchinson. It's more like 1A and 1B these days, I think. The school walkway, I'm not quite sure where this is or if I've seen it or not.
So I'm driving down Grant, just close to Shaftesbury, looking at that nice... overhead walkway for the Canadian Mennonite University, and right underneath it, there's like 10 kids trying to run across the street. Nobody uses that thing.
Aw, kids.
No. My favorite, never mind that one. My favorite walkway in the entire city is Chief Pegwas at Gateway. Never mind putting an overpass for the friggin' vehicles. Let's make one for the people walking.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
No one's walking there.
Nobody.
I like to go for nice.
I don't want to have to stop at Gateway when I'm on Pegwas.
I like going for leisurely walks on the Pegwas from time to time.
God damn it.
It's beautiful scenery.
We played
lovely
a clip
pavement
with Throwback Thursday. Played a clip of the grand opening of IKEA, and we had the Swedish chef. He's a good friend of the show out covering it for us. Well, he hurt himself on the show. I guess he felt like he had to call.
Oh, no.
Call the Bone Phone.
Work.
Always, awesome. Always, he would always, I feel like he would always finish on the Muppets by throwing a rubber chicken in the pot.
Yeah, the chicken in the pot.
God, I love the Swedish chef. Seriously, one of my heroes. Okay, I'm not sure when this came up on the show in the past few days. Something about walking around with your zipper down. Maybe it was to do with me wanting to name my junk.
Billy Rena? So, yeah, I heard you talking about, I always walk around with my zipper down. Wife gets sick of it. Says I'm too old for that shit. And I never get called out on it either. I just get called out by my buddies who are like, hey, man, you're flying low. And I'm like, it wasn't meant for you. It was meant for the ladies, right, man. Look.
Exactly.
And it's like when chicks show cleavage. My eyes are up here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Girls could show cleavage. Why can't guys unzip?
No, but hang on. It's got to be done tastefully, like just a little bit of nut cleavage.
I would know. I don't know about bare nuts. I was thinking more your underwear hanging out.
You flash the gotch, but you don't.
Okay, so what?
You don't want the brain hanging out of it.
Okay.
That ain't pretty. Sorry.
What about just like a zip? Like if we're comparing it to cleavage, how about zipper down a little bit so you can just see where the stem meets the giggle berries, like right at the top there?
No. What's wrong with you? I feel like you're trying to find an excuse to have your junk out in public.
My eyes are up here.
Wheeler, you're like that guy who wore the shorts, like on the Friends episode with the ball. Hanging out purposely, and you put your feet up on coffee tables. Yeah.
How comfortable that is.
Soak it in.
Disgusting.
That's it.
Just over an hour, we're going to draw for that meet and greet to meet David Usher and the rest of Moist, who are going to be in town
November 26th.
There you go. Next week, they're at the Burton Cummings Theater, so you'll be able to. Let's give away tickets to that right now, as a matter of fact. 780 City, CITI 2484 Arena has a trivia question.
I do.
Philly and I are available for lifelines if you're stuck. correct answer gets the tickets to the show. Go ahead, Rena.
80% of women don't trust their husbands with this.
86, that's a high number.
80%.
I've got a few. There's lots of stuff for me to choose from. Hi, City.
Go Philly.
Well, the laundry.
No.
Because I just screwed up enough times where I'm not allowed to do
that. I believe you.
Honey, this blouse can go in the dryer, right?
My hockey equipment, I can go with your evening gown, right? Hi, City.
I'm going to say their bank card.
No. 80% of women don't trust their husbands with this.
Oh, I got to guess. Hi.
Wheeler.
Helping them achieve orgasm.
No.
Oh. Hi there, well, guests for moist tickets.
No such thing as a human answer, Rena.
Right.
Grocery list?
No, not the grocery list.
Oh, that's totally accurate. God, if they would have compartmentalized the list better, I would get everything.
You guys can screw up the simplest things. We don't trust you to do anything. 80% of women don't trust their husbands with this.
Cell phone?
No.
Well, men don't trust women with changing the oil in the car.
Yeah.
Right.
So there, or making beef jerky. That's man stuff.
Right.
Hi.
Philly.
80% of women don't trust men with their friends.
No.
Because what if they cheat on them? Sex, you know?
No.
Hello?
What about the finances?
No. Not the finances. 80% of women don't trust their husbands with this.
I think I got it.
Hello. Let's go Wheeler.
I don't trust them to give an honest opinion on the outfit they're wearing.
No.
Oh, my clothes?
It's a, no, not even close at all. you're very, very far.
It's fashion related, sex related.
It is not sex related. It's man's work related that we just don't trust you to do.
Man work related?
Man's work. It's man's work. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Work around the house.
No.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yard work.
Nope. Yard work.
She gave it close.
Getting warmer. Good morning.
How about, like, Wheeler with the kids?
No.
What? Sorry.
Hey.
I wouldn't trust Wheeler with my kids.
She's obviously seen the parents.
Hey, took the kids to a movie.
Wheeler dropped his kids off at the movie theater.
All right, I'll pick you up in an hour.
Shut up, I'm watching a movie.
Hello.
Putting gas in my car.
No.
That's close. Very close. Something to do with the gas station.
Good morning, City.
Is it season?
Laundry?
What?
Sorry?
No, we already did.
No.
Keep
on. Good morning.
KY Jelly or Astroglide?
That's the answer to one of Wheeler's other questions. You could phone him off air and give him the answer.
Get cherry flavor.
Gross.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I was going to be cooking dinner.
No, this is something that is traditionally, well, it's man's work, but we usually like to get the professionals to do this.
Hello.
The laundry?
No. It's man's work.
Hello.
I had grocery shopping.
No. Something
man's
that,
work.
Yeah, something that is typically the man's job around the home,
sounds
around
like
the house.
Automotive. It sounds like automotive.
Hello.
Billy.
Change the oil? Check the oil?
No,
check
I think I got it here. I think I got it.
You're close, but not exactly.
Hey, is it washing the car?
No, not washing the car. Nope.
All right, go ahead.
Wheeler.
I'm going to say plumbing issues.
No. Philly was close. I almost had it. You just got to be
more broad?
Broad, yeah.
More broad about the broads? Hi.
Good morning.
A ninja sword.
So close.
Wow. That was the closest we've gotten so far.
Hello.
Hi there. Is it changing the tires?
I'm just going to give it to you. It's any vehicle work.
Changing the oil would count.
I can't believe we made it in.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not specifically changing the oil. It's doing vehicle maintenance, but it's taking us a really long time to get there.
All right. What is your name?
I'm Josh Ryan.
All right, Josh Ryan, you've got yourself tickets to go see Moist. And you're in for the meet and greet, too. We're going to draw for that in just about an hour. It's 8:25, quick break, news, weather, sports, and then KB.
City traffic.
Traffic is for Canadian Blood Services. Download their Give Blood app on Android or iOS and book your next blood donation appointment in record time. Blood, it's in you to give. No major issues.
We'll take care of the car stuff, okay?
Yeah, right.
Just make sure my shirts are pressed.
Right.
I'll bring it to a mechanic, thanks.
Loud.
I like loud.
MT enjoys cooking.
And it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Here's ex-bomber Kelly Butler
with Wheeler in the Morning on 92 City FM.
Let's go.
You know, Phil, I'm not going to lie to you.
Please don't lie to me.
When you have a man who's 6 foot eight, just shy of 300 pounds, I like him a lot better when he's in good, when he's in a good mood. I just feel safer.
Well, luckily, KB is always, or, I mean, most of the time, I would say you're in the 90 percentile of being in a good mood. I rarely see you grouchy.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm glad to be back home. I'm glad to have things back to normal structure, so it's good to be back and be at the normal time slot. And I love you guys. It's one of those things that...
Did you get tired of doing the TV thing? Over there with Johnny Jeffrey James and Jenna Khan and the crew over there?
It was an experience that was fun. That's something that you go out there and try some new things and you learn a few things. But the people that kind of, like you guys, that kind of got me into this whole industry, I appreciate it. We're comfortable. We have fun. And
well, it's obviously paying dividends. I mean, we're making you rich, aren't we?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. If free is rich, then I am just royalty over here.
Lining your pockets with straight cash.
Straight cash. The money phone right there. It's the invisible money phone. Like, there's, you can see the stacks of hundreds in my hand right now. God, I feel it's just fulfillment. But
things are good, though. I mean, you came in with a good mood. You're smiling. You're talking about how things are lining up. The stars are in line for you.
Got a great suit on.
Yeah. Things are lining up. Things are going well. I don't like having days off, though. I don't like having days off because it can get me back into my old habits.
I see. You go partying the night before.
Yeah, like, sometimes you watch on TV, watch a cooking channel, you see somebody make a phenomenal meal, and you try something like that, it doesn't work out the same. I'm a huge fan of Two and a Half Men before Charlie Sheen got taken on the show, and he was notorious for double booking.
Yeah.
I tried it again, man. I double booked a couple weeks ago.
Like when you tell two girls to come over with the assumption that one's going to bail?
No, like I went to the same, I went, had a date at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock and then had a date from 8 to 10 o'clock at the same restaurant.
I am not worthy. You are the man.
No, I got to ask. So like when the bill comes just before 8 o'clock, do you say, hey, I'll get this, wait for her to leave, and then to say, there's another girl coming, just put it all on one big bill? Do you pay for two separate bills?
Oh, it was quite entertaining. I mean, this was...
You didn't meet them at the same restaurant, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Same table?
Oh, no.
Did they high five on the way out?
Timing got close, though. I had to go out there and make an excuse to leave.
Yeah, when I was single, I couldn't single book. You're double booking.
So, yeah, I had a date from 6 to 8, and then the other one was, I timed it a little too close, because the second date was 8:15.
Where'd you take him, to Homer's on Ellis, or where'd you go?
No.
Hey, that's a great joint.
I know it is.
I love the food.
It was something in the neighborhood, something very close in the neighborhood, close to my house, so okay. I paid for one meal.
It was teasers, and they were both working, so it worked out really well. Yeah.
Shift change.
Two for one special. So it was, ate the first meal, and then I said I had to leave, so I walked home, and then walked back to and did it all over again, and the waitress was like, so she played along with it, and it was
great. And you got her number after. She's like, what's this guy doing, man? Oh, it was onto something.
It's quite entertaining, so now we have a
thing. You're going to give her a big tip to keep her mouth shut.
Yeah. I'm blackmailing you.
God. No, I got to know, like, which one did you have for dinner? Door number one or door number two? Which one did you have for dessert?
The one that...
You don't need to answer that. Please don't.
Please don't. You don't want to hear this?
Can we get them both on the phone right now and you can confess? Let's get some phone numbers.
We tried that the last time and you got nervous.
Yeah, I blew the prank call. Again.
The only problem was I did the same...
Zane from customer service.
I'm calling on behalf of Kelly Butler.
Bye. The only thing I had to do was eat the same meal twice and act like I was hungry again, so that was the only thing. And
you didn't order something different the second time?
No, I had to go out there and be surprised, like, oh, this is delicious. This is by far. It was entertaining, so I would say...
Well, what you do is you just, when you order, you just get a half order and tell them to put the other half in the back and say, I'll take that out later.
Double booking's overrated, man. It's a lot of stress, man.
Most of us aren't capable, so I...
No one are capable. I don't know, this is a good thing. Is that a superpower that can double book?
For you, yes. I think so.
God, yes.
So which date was better, though, one or two?
Date number two was good because she was from out of town. It was just random. And date number one neither one was anything to go home about. It was just a good story.
Prospects? Are they in the minors? And might call one up?
They're not even going to make the team right now. They're not on the 10-day waiver. No, they're not going to make the team.
On a pro tryout contract?
I said that, and then Doug told me, he's like, God, Kelly, that was hilarious. You know, I don't know. Girls say the same things about us, don't you, when you're single? You're like, he's got potential. He's a good prospect.
Yeah, we don't. You know, double date at the same day, the same restaurant, the same waitress, the same... Yeah,
girls do that, okay? You girls do that.
We have a little bit more respect for you guys.
Yeah, you guys shower in between. That's about it.
Exactly.
And you date people's best friends sometimes, so that's even worse.
I feel like this is getting
we're getting really personal
suddenly.
We're going to take a quick break. More with Kelly Butler coming up in five. I got nothing. Kelly Butler in studio, as he always is on Fridays. Time now is 8:47. My name's Dave Wheeler. Phil Aubrey, Rena J. It's Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
One is the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud. We're at minus 10.
Hey, if we got a Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena bumper sticker, would you put it on the back of your Hummer?
Is my picture going to be on there?
No. No, it's just like the logo just says Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena.
It's us.
Yeah. I have a question. Why am I not on the page, on the fan page or anything?
Have you seen our website? It's garbage.
You need to put like a picture of me somewhere. Or,
and, there's not even a picture of us up there, KB.
What about on KB on Fridays occasionally?
Hey, why don't you get your own website? It's
on the dirty
century.
I'm not on the dirty, first of all. Don't put me on there, you jerk.
It's practically your website, isn't it?
No, it's not, Aaron.
They call that KB's house.
Oh, really? Now
Kelly, I'm moving away.
Yep, yep. I checked that morning. It's like people check the stock markets. I'm like, you know what? Let me make sure I haven't put myself in a situation.
KB's got stock in Tinder.
Yes. Yeah, that you guys are really just on a roll today. Tinder, they haven't liked my pages. I see when I don't come on here, sometimes my dating life gets better, and then I come back, and I see why
and
I just
you're
close.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not good for dating, being on the radio single, because you know.
It's not good for being on the radio, hanging out with you guys, making me talking about
hey,
double
we
booking.
Didn't
and you
make
talk,
you admit anything you didn't want to.
You guys pick
you
on me.
You had that story all on your own.
Which one? The Tinder thing you guys made, it hurts, okay?
Not the double dating thing.
That back to the initial topic, I need to have a bump, like a KB, just like a little picture, like a little dot. You can put a dot there. It's
yeah,
black.
We could do something, I think.
Well, you could. You
let me put that on my nose.
We you know? A name tag.
Name tag?
Hello, my name is KB.
A lanyard? Yes. I tell everybody.
Talk to.
Who are we going to talk to about this?
Management. Kelly Butler. KB. All right, I'm on it.
See, now listen. With Philly, once it gets written down on that yellow notepad, that means it's getting done.
Done.
Yeah. You can guarantee.
Mark it down, buddy.
Philly guarantee.
I don't feel confident in the way you
look at that face. You gotta trust that.
Hey, I'm the HR director for the goddamn office. You can trust me.
There's trouble. There's big issues.
Here's the thing, though. We get to choose the picture, okay?
I'm okay with that. As long as there's a picture, like... And I would say this, and I say thank you, because so many people love the radio station. They listen to it. They come into the dealership. They talk, or in general. So I just want, third-party validation that I'm actually on there. I tell some people that, like...
You know what? Yeah, maybe write that down, like, third-party validation.
I learned that a couple days ago. I read that somewhere. That's like when somebody else, makes it a guarantee, Mm-hmm. It's real. It's like Google. I need to be Googled.
Yeah, because no one can recognize you, outside of a picture online. Come on, man. You're 6'8", you're 300 pounds, and you're black. You're like the only one in Manitoba.
I like that, too.
What if I killed Michael Orr and it wouldn't make
sense? She's comparing not all black guys look alike.
That was the joke.
I'm
the blind side of Winnipeg. You guys have adopted me. And I get jealous when other black people come here and I try and push them out. No, don't say you're too cold.
Hey, I'm Winnipeg's black guy.
Yes, I'm adopted son. Yes, I get mad about that. So I only have white friends. But it is what it is, so you'll take care of that.
I'm on it, yeah.
All right. Tinder, I've stopped doing that. It just didn't kind of work out on my phone. Yeah. It was using up too much of my data.
Sex was great, but it was using too much data.
Kelly, the pleasure as always. We'll see you next week, man.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World-class rock.
I actually saw this guy on Doomsday Preppers. You ever seen that show? I think it's on Discovery or OLN or one of those. Doomsday Preppers, these people that they're expecting, a zombie apocalypse or the rapture.
They stock up on cereal in their basements or, turned into bomb shelters, essentially.
Exactly. So there was this old-school silo, this underground silo. It was an old missile silo, actually. This guy bought back in, 2004, and ever since, he was prepping for the rapture that he thought was coming in 2011. So he... Let me see. It's 14 stories underground, okay? So he essentially turned into this beehive with these high-end condos, and he called it, the end of the world. These luxury condos. Not only are you going to survive whatever's coming, you're going to be comfortable doing it. Well, the rapture didn't happen, but these condos are still for sale. About 2,000 square feet. Everyone has a job. All the condos pretty much look the same. There's windows that he's put in to make it look like you actually have an outside window. What do you think those would fetch, Phil? What do you think one of these condos would fetch?
A schmill.
1.5 to 3 million,
yeah,
depending on the range. But they're all they're pretty slick.
Well, if a world war ever happens, it doesn't have to be an apocalypse.
Exactly. This is in Kansas.
Okay.
In Kansas, you can go get one of these.
I don't know what I ever did before I got push notifications on my phone. I mean, it keeps me up to date. It can kind of be annoying sometimes.
I find my phone kind of a bully, pushing me all the time.
Giving me all these updates, sports
tell
updates.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah, push me around.
Samsung, what
Jason Spezza, this is why I'm bringing it up. I just got an alert to my phone. Jason Spezza expected to sign a 4-year, $30 million extension with the Dallas Stars today.
Already?
They're apparently very happy with him, even though the season isn't going according to plan so far for Dallas.
Okay, why not give Sagan one? He's the one that's actually putting up points.
Sagan's awesome.
Right now?
And if you haven't seen the video yet, you can go to 92 City FM's Facebook page. Just post it up there. Have you guys seen the three grandmas smoking pot for the first time ever?
Yeah.
The video was filmed in Washington State, where marijuana is now legal. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's these three old ladies who've never smoked pot before, and they say, that we were busy being a housewife and a mother, and we couldn't do it. So they give it a go. And
the one housewife, and one of my favorite lines, she's like, well, back in my day, I was a suburban housewife. We had cigarettes and cocktails, and that was it. That was enough for us.
The video's adorable, so you can go watch it up at the 92 City FM Facebook page.
Cool. Okay, lots of times on Fridays with stories we miss, these wind up being requests, but let's check it anyway. Hello?
Good morning.
Hello.
You hear the liquor strike that's happening?
The Wawa liquor store strike.
Yeah,
we did. We've already.
I have already said I'm the first one to sign up. I will scab. Yeah. I will cross the picket line, and I will work at those locations, and I will work for product.
The strike vote for union members is scheduled to start November 27th until December 3rd. So that's when everybody will be voting, and then you'll know after that if they strike or not.
All right,
I'm just gonna go buy 20 cases of beer, 20 cases of wine, 20 cases of Bailey's.
Hello.
Hello. Still taking requests?
No.
No, come on.
Call back. No, there's no negotiation. You're call back next week.
Please.
Have a good day.
Sorry.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
What about Jack Johnson filing for bankruptcy?
Yeah, I had that yesterday on the show. His parents squandered every penny he had.
Yeah, ironically, it was yesterday in Stories We Missed, this very segment, so.
Okay, well, play Ain't It Fun by Guns N' Roses. Woo!
Okay. Hello.
I'd just like to call and make an apology.
Okay.
Sorry for requesting Dolphins Cry.
I forgot how loud we were rocking out in here.
Other than the name of the song, which is kind of odd, it's a good song.
We actually, we went further than that. We went and listened to Lakini's Juice right after.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
At least it wasn't Crow and the Butterfly.
One final call here. Hi.
Hi. Did you hear about this new little feature that's in the newest edition of Grand Theft Auto 5?
What?
Apparently, you can witness things more often in first-person view, from driving to shooting to your business with the hookers.
Mind
you, you don't see anything graphic.
Not yet.
They don't show boobs on Grand Theft Auto?
Oh, no, they do. Like, you're in a strip club, actually. There's this funny, like, you're in a strip club at one point.
You make your guys, like, get it on, right?
You have sex, your guy can have
buy a hooker. But it's an adult game. It's not for kids.
But it, like, blurs everything out.
Yeah,
or
but it's not, like, hardcore, you know, sex. Like, we're not seeing full penetration. But, yeah, seeing some digital boobies.
Yeah, and the girls, what it is he's in the driver's seat, and the girls, because I played the scene a lot.
They have sex in the car?
The girl's riding him. Yeah, because he picks up a prostitute. So that's, I don't know if that's too graphical an explanation.
In the new one, Phil, in the new one you haven't played, they're at a strip club, and he's in one of those private rooms, okay?
Okay.
So she's on top, and then the bouncer will come by. So you're like, you cop a feeling, you're trying to convince her to come home with you. So you're grabbing her ass and then grabbing her boobies, and then all of a sudden the bouncer will poke his head around, you gotta take your hands off right away. Because if he catches you twice, he kicks your ass and kicks you out of the strip club.
Oh, they call that the Philly scene.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.